And now a view from some African Americans in conservative South Carolina. NPR's Debbie Elliott spoke with voters trying to make sense of the election.
Ernestine Adams welcomes Sammy Tucker Jr. to her home in Camden, South Carolina, a small town just outside the state capital, Columbia.
Hey there!
Good morning, young man. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, darling.
She's 82, a retired professor. He's 50, the local NAACP president, and was just reelected to the county council. Both are Hillary Clinton supporters, like 9 of 10 black voters in South Carolina. They're celebrating the election of Camden's first black woman mayor, but are more somber about Donald Trump's victory.
I was not surprised.
I was.
No, I was.
And I had to catch my breath, regroup, and figure out, okay, what just took place? How did this happen?
Exit polls show African-American turnout was down. That bothers Tucker.
I think a lot of us stayed home, that we did not come out and vote like we did for President Obama.
Ernestine Adams sees the results as a response to the first black president.
And I do think that it was white backlash.
She says the divide in the nation comes as no surprise.
I was disappointed because I thought in America we could rise above this.
For her, talk of making America great again is disturbing.
What I hear is return to the days when white people were in control of nearly everything.
Adams says she was glad to hear Trump talk of unity when he won, but questions why that message wasn't part of his campaign. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Camden, South Carolina.